Step 4 in the strategic marketing program is to create and implement a systematized sales process. This is one of the most overlooked aspects of a complete marketing system. Those who utilize it will increase sales and maximize efficiencies while simultaneously driving revenue and lowering costs. Sounds good, right? It almost sounds too good to be true, but it's not. It's just called the guaranteed results that come from hard work done right. A lot of what we do here comes from Michael Gerber's book called The E-Myth. If you've never read that book, then you need to read it. It's one of the best-selling business books ever written, and it's worth its weight in gold. In short, Michael Gerber describes the reason why most businesses fail, and that reason is that most small business owners are experts at their trade or craft, but they are not experts at running a business. It's a big difference, and it's the difference that makes the difference. Michael's solution to the problem is to create and implement systems in your business to do the heavy lifting for you, so that your business is a streamlined and nearly automated machine that makes money for you without your need for constant and perpetual oversight. Now that's the oversimplified explanation of what the book's about, but that's the gist of it. So in our case, we have created this step in the strategic marketing program to ensure the entire sales and marketing process is systematized. We don't want to leave anything to chance, especially considering how much work is involved in creating our marketing programs for our customers. Here's an important analogy. Think about how much effort and infrastructure goes into creating a newspaper. I know, newspapers are dying and they'll be extinct in a generation, but just ride with me for a moment. Now, in order to produce just one newspaper, the publisher has to employ a small army of people to gather news information, write news articles, edit them, type up the content, lay out the paper, sell the ads, design the ads, and then actually have printing presses and press operators in place to run overnight while we sleep so that the most recent news is available in the morning. It's an incredible amount of effort and infrastructure all designed to get you to read the paper. After all that effort that goes into producing just one paper, the paper boy takes the paper and throws it in a mud puddle. So then what? Would your prospect even read the paper? No, he wouldn't. All of that effort and infrastructure developed by the publisher is ruined in one split second when the paper boy throws it in the mud. What a bummer, huh? The same goes for your business. No matter how much effort you put into creating the most incredible business in your industry, and no matter how well articulated your marketing and advertising is, it can all be ruined in a split second during the sales process. If your salespeople don't have a systematized sales process to follow, they could throw your company in the mud at the last minute right before your product or services are properly delivered to your prospect. The way to overcome this is with a complete systematized sales process. Let me walk you through a case study with a contractor so you can see what this looks like. Like I mentioned earlier, one of my clients is a local contractor who sells heating and air conditioning systems and repair, otherwise known as HVAC. That stands for heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. When my client first came to me, he was using all of the typical platitudes that every other contractor was using. You know, been in business since 1776 BC, same day service, licensed, bonded, and insured, and all the rest of that junk. The perception was that he was pretty much like everybody else. However, the reality is that they were unquestionably the most innovative company in the industry. So innovative, in fact, that I didn't have to create one new innovation for them. We simply innovated the way we communicated his identities to the marketplace. My client, we'll call him Jack, built his business, Major Heating and Cooling, to be the best in the industry. He didn't need any help there, but Jack's marketing suffered because he wasn't using the strategic marketing program. So let me describe the entire marketing system for you. First of all, we created dozens of headlines with different offers and for different mediums. We started with the internet and the yellow pages because the heating and air conditioning is one of the few industries where prospects still look people up in the phone book. Online, we built an online omnipresence so that our customer was everywhere. He has a custom-designed Facebook page, a Google Plus page, Twitter account, and YouTube channel. We post new updates every week on all of his social media accounts, and his YouTube channel has over 20 videos related to his industry. His videos dominate the search results for his relevant search phrases in YouTube, and we have done SEO for his website so that his website shows up on page one for his most profitable keywords. In fact, for his number one most profitable keyword, he was showing up three times on page one of Google, once under the map section, once under the organic listing, and once as a video. In short, he was dominating. When visitors get to his website, they're greeted with a pop-up video that plays only the very first time that you visit and never again. The video is from the owner himself, who thanks visitors for coming and then offers them an immediate discount on a repair by filling out a form. In his industry, there's also a lot of skepticism, so we developed one of the most advanced testimonial sections on any website ever. When you click on the testimonial page, there are three sets of testimonials. The first are actual audio recordings of phone calls from customers who've called in and given testimonials while speaking with the customer service representatives. There are dozens of them. Below that, there are video testimonials from customers who share their positive experiences. Then beneath that are well over 1,000 signed testimonials in PDF format from customers raving about their experience with major heating and cooling, and they are conveniently arranged by zip code, so you can click on your zip code and find testimonials from dozens of your neighbors. Also, we created another pop-up video on the testimonial page with the owner, Jack, describing the testimonial page. He proudly proclaims that on this page, you will find more testimonials than you have probably ever seen in your life. And you know what? It's true. Have you ever been to a website with over 1,000 testimonials in three formats on one page for a local contractor? Or for any industry for that matter? I didn't think so. You see, we're not playing patty cake here, folks. We are seeking total market domination. In the yellow pages, we used a double truck ad, with one full page dedicated to service and repairs and the other full page dedicated to sales. The service and repair side had a headline that said, "We are the only company in Georgia that offers all of this." We then go on to list the 8 features that no other company offers. Some highlights are things like true money-back service guarantee that states that if you're simply not satisfied with the service you received, you get your money back. Nobody offers that. A lot of companies offer satisfaction guarantees, but not money-back guarantees. The satisfaction guarantee essentially means nothing because it's so subjective. So you're not satisfied. So then what? So the same company that made you dissatisfied sends somebody out to do it again? How lame is that? In our case, if you're dissatisfied for any reason, you get your money back. How's that for confidence? Based on that alone, which heating and air company would you want to use? The one who proudly proclaims to be licensed, bonded, and insured? Or the one who says, "Hey, if you aren't satisfied with our work, then we'll give you 100% of your money back." Oh, and by the way, here's over 1,000 testimonials, including several dozen from your neighbors describing their experience with us. I mean, come on. This is what we call a no-brainer. Other identities are the code of ethics that I described earlier in this audio program and true same-day service. True same-day service implies that many companies say that they offer same-day service, though they really don't provide it. That's the reality of their industry. Most companies that offer same-day service usually can't provide it, especially in peak seasons like winter and summer. The full page dedicated to sales of new systems has a headline that states, "5 Secrets Heating and Air Conditioner Contractors Don't Want You to Know." It then goes on to describe how you probably need a new furnace if yours is over 11 years old, and what 5 things you need to know before you make an investment in a new system. We then have an offer to go to their website to watch their free series of energy-saving videos and to download a free report entitled "The Homeowner's Guide to Hiring Heating and Air Contractors: How to Make Sure You Never Suffer by Hiring the Wrong Company." This special report has proven to be one of the most valuable tools in their arsenal. In it, we describe the most common problems that people have with heating and air conditioning contractors and how to avoid them. Of course, the only company that ensures that clients avoid these problems is our company, Major Heating and Cooling. And of course, the report does a great job in highlighting the identities of my client that literally nobody else can offer. For example, Are you aware of the fact that it's actually possible to have a lien put against your home simply because you hired the wrong heating and air conditioning contractor? Not only is this true, but it actually happens more times than you would ever want to believe. The reason for this is simple. If a contractor does not pay for their equipment up front before they install it in your home, the manufacturer of the equipment has the right to put a lien against your house in order to receive payment. If this happens to you, you could be forced to pay for your equipment twice. Now, the only way to ensure that this does not happen to you is to work with a company that is a cash liquid company, meaning that they own every piece of equipment that they install. Well, guess what? My client happens to be the only contractor in the state who is a cash liquid company and is therefore the only one who can make this kind of claim to protect customers from having a lien put against their home. The report then gives homeowners this instruction. To protect yourself, ask your contractor if they actually own the equipment they're installing in your house or if they're using payment terms with their suppliers. You see how we're facilitating the decision-making process by defining the criteria that prospects should look for in an HVAC contractor? Do you see how we're making people feel that they would have to be completely crazy to work with anyone else, no matter the price? But wait, there's more. We also developed a script for this report. Yes, it's available online to download for free, but we've also printed it in full color on glossy stock with UV coating. It looks as good as the cover of National Geographic. Seriously, the printed copy is handed to customers when the service technicians arrive at their front door and the script is recited. Now put yourself in the prospect's shoes. Imagine that you're Paul, the proverbial prospect, or Paul's wife, and your furnace or air conditioner is broken, and you call this air company to come and fix it. You're already skeptical and nervous, and then the technician shows up. When he gets to the door, he looks clean and professional, and then he recites this to you when you open the door. Hello, Mrs. Jones. My name is Jason with Major Heating and Cooling. We understand that a lot of people are skeptical of services of heating and air contractors like us because of negative experiences that people have had in the past. So in order to protect you from any future grief, we have prepared this Homeowner's Guide to Hiring Service Contractors. Once you have read the information in this guide, you'll be equipped enough to ensure that you never have a bad experience with any service contractor ever again. I want to go ahead and leave you with a copy of it for free. The technician then hands a printed copy of the report to the customer. How do you think that changes the environment? What happens to the customer's confidence level? I mean, it skyrockets. Think about it, folks. How else do you think they get 1,000 testimonials? What do you think customers are going to do while the technician is working on their broken equipment? That's right. They're going to be reading the special report and having their confidence built even more. In fact, they are being convinced, whether they realize it or not, that Major Heating and Cooling is the very best company of its kind, and they made the best decision possible when they chose them. Since the report is printed on such nice paper and looks so nice and professional, they don't just throw it away. It sits around on their coffee table for their friends and family to read when they come over. Of course, that's just one script. We also have scripts for customer service representatives that they recite when somebody calls for service, or when they call inquiring about a new system, or when they call in response to one of our ads. You see, everything has to be scripted. You can't leave it to chance. This is the systematized sales process that we're talking about. We need to have systems in place to ensure that as much as possible, our customers and prospects all have the same experience with us. Even the on-hold message was custom scripted with the strategic messaging formula. There's still a whole lot more to it. We have created a brochure for technicians to leave to generate leads for the sales team. Again, we've used the strategic messaging formula to create the content for the brochure. We also have 3 different door hangers that were all developed using the strategic messaging formula and that all have special offers with unique headlines. For example, one of the headlines says, "Invest $49 in a tune-up for your air conditioner and I will guarantee you a 100% profit in writing." This door hanger is placed on the door to the 5 homes surrounding any other home that a service technician just serviced. The sub-headline says, "We just serviced your neighbor's house and we are confident that we can help you save money this year too." We also created magnets with special offers, stickers with QR codes to place on furnaces and air conditioners. When a QR code is scanned on a smartphone, it automatically calls the company. Of course, the phone number is there, so if and when a customer has a problem with the furnisher, the phone number is right there and easy to find. Speaking of smartphones, we also developed a mobile website that's optimized for mobile phones with a tap-to-call feature and other mobile-specific content. We also created over 15 radio ads using the strategic messaging formula and over 30 postcards and sales letters to generate new business, especially during spring and fall when repair calls slow down. Once leads come into the sales team, we develop what has to be one of the most advanced sales systems in the industry. It's probably one of the most advanced sales systems in any industry. In short, we've created a complete sales presentation with customized graphics and custom-developed sales scripts. And when I say customized graphics, I mean every single page of this sales presentation was custom-designed with my client's branding and imaging. It includes pictures of poor installations compared with good ones, what to look for and what to avoid, including actual pictures of competitors' vans and trucks with their company names photoshopped out and replaced with generic names. But the customer gets the point. We then walk the customer through the entire process of what to look for in a furnace and air conditioning system. And we have a system developed that allows our salesperson to take some quick measurements of the home and determine exactly how much money they are paying down to the penny per hour. The calculations are compared to their actual bills, and we're always right on target. This allows a salesperson to give a reasonable estimate as to how much money they can save on energy expenses by getting a new system. And yes, it even gets better. See, any other contractor will talk about how they're authorized dealers of name brand companies like Trane, Carrier, York, Amana, Lennox, or whoever. But guess what? Most of those companies don't offer exclusive dealerships, and most of their products are not that much better than the next one anyway. In fact, most of the products are the same, and they come from the same manufacturer. You know, one day Jack showed me how one of his major suppliers actually sends him four different stickers in every box with the furnace so that he can choose what company he wants to put on the equipment. It's all the same equipment from the same manufacturer. They just choose the sticker to put on it. When I saw that, I asked Jack, why don't you just white label the product? That way you can be exclusive and have an additional identity. Jack said he would love to, but then, do you know how much trouble it would be to create a new company and a product line complete with all the marketing materials and websites and everything else just to have a white label? I can just tell thinking about it was exhausting him. But I responded, hey, what do you think you hired us for? We'll have that white label company up and running in no time. In fact, later that day, I sent him five or six different names for a white label company. He chose one. We'll call it Skytech. We then developed a logo, a website, and some brochures, and we were off to the races. Then at the end of the sales presentation, the salesperson describes how Major Heating and Cooling is the exclusive dealer of Skytech Heating and Air Systems, and how we have the best warranties in the business, which is true because my client is providing the warranties themselves. See, we have up to a 30-year warranty on our top-of-the-line equipment. And what's hilarious is that these name-brand companies like Carrier, York, Trane, Amana have spent decades developing their brand, and in 30 minutes, we convince prospects that our white-label company, Skytech, is the leader in the industry and the standard by which all others should be judged because of our systematized sales process. It's becoming frustrating to competitors, because some of them have actually inquired on our Skytech website on how to become dealers. They have no idea that Skytech is a white label product and that their inquiries are coming to their competitor, Major Heating and Cooling. That's a true story. Then the salesperson pulls out custom developed pre-printed pricing manuals on full color glossy stock. These are beautifully designed pricing manuals that look like fancy brochures, but they're actually price guides. Now, compare that to everyone else in the industry who brings out black and white quotes with blank lines where they manually write down quotes. I mean, it's pitiful. How can you have any confidence that you're getting the best price quote when they're manually writing down the pricing on each quote? And as a business, how are you not shooting yourself in the foot when you don't standardize your pricing? You're basically begging the client to ask you for a lower price, thereby lowering your profits. Now understand, this was a major undertaking, and in addition to all the work we already put into developing the sales system, we had to create pricing manuals for four different product levels, each with four different tonnages, and in 5 different system types. The result was that we had to create special pricing manuals for over 40 different HVAC systems. Then we had to develop a filing system so that once the salesperson had determined the right size unit for the prospect's home, he could reach into his folder and pull out just 3 of those pricing manuals, a good, better, and best system, and start with the best system for the prospect. The prices are pre-printed, so there's no question about pricing integrity. If the price is too high, the customer could drop down to the next pricing level as opposed to discounting. You know, going from best down to better, and if necessary, from better down to good. The prices aren't negotiated. They are pre-printed, and the quality of the materials is so professional that no one assumes they can deviate from those prices. Of course, there is actually more details into how we created the system, and every step in the development process is multi-tiered and takes a lot of energy and effort to make sure we're maximizing the results at every step along the way. So what was the end result of implementing a systematized sales process? Well, starting the first week after we implemented the sales system, the sales presentation went from being an average of 2.5 hours long to 45 minutes. Closing ratios were up by over 30% and margins were up by over 13%. We've had to double the size of the sales force. In fact, after 1 year of implementing a complete marketing system along with a systematized sales process like I just described, Major Heating and Cooling had to hire 50 new employees. They had a record sales continuously each quarter. They have become the number one company in their industry and are actually the largest contractor in the state. And I don't mean the largest HVAC contractor, but the largest contractor, period. They are actually now one of the top 50 HVAC contractors in America, and they're going to break 8 figures in revenue, which is an amazing feat in their industry. In short, in about a year's time, they have achieved total market domination. Now, I know what you might be thinking. You're probably thinking, yeah, those are nice results, but look at how much work you had to do to get there. Yeah, that's exactly the point. If you want to be number one, if you want to reach total market domination, there are no shortcuts, my friend. You have to do the work that I've described here. Our program is not called the Wimpy Marketing Program or the Average Marketing Program or the Kind of Cool Marketing Program. No, it's called the Strategic Marketing Program, the Total Market Domination Program. And you know why? Because it's truly powerful and it works. It really only applies to businesses who have the guts and the audacity. In other words, businesses and business owners who are courageous enough to take this information and implement it. This audio program is called Total Market Domination for a reason. You see, when you take the effort and make the investments to do what we described in this program, superior results are inevitable. You can and should absolutely rise to a place of total market domination in your industry and your market sector if you follow the instructions we've given you in this program. We've used several different examples and case studies on this program from different industries, so you can see how this scientific approach works in all industries since it's based on human nature. There are no exceptions to this rule. Regardless of your industry, no matter what you sell, if you're local, regional, national, or even international, if you sell to customers or business to business, as long as you're selling to humans, this system will work, period.